Welcome to Season 2 of SharePint, as we continue to tap into the craft beer scene. I'm Jerry Holla, your host.
Today I'm talking with Marcus Thomas and Leo Mahenko from Kushwa Brewing Company. Thank you guys for being on the show.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks for having us, man. Glad you could come.
Absolutely. So for our audience who isn't familiar with Kushwa, talk a little bit about your name, as well as the history of the brewery, and then your ties to the area.
Well, I'll kick it off, and you can kind of chime in as needed. We started this business about 4 years ago, and actually a smaller facility just across the way, like a stone's throw away, about a 3,500 square foot facility, 3.5 barrel system, so almost considered, well, probably an nano brewery in most cases when talking to people in the brew industry. And we were over there for about 3 years. Did just pretty much local sales, no distribution, no bottling or canning. Like, it was just on premise only and spot accounts as far as some kegs going out, but very minimal.
Okay.
We just kind of built a clientele from there and latched on to some people that we knew in the industry, and things kind of grew legs pretty quickly in those few years. And we were able to successfully create an expansion within that fourth year. Unfortunately, it was during a COVID situation, but we were able to pivot pretty quickly with that. Kushwa actually is a local name to the Williamsport area.
Okay.
The CNO Canal runs through Williamsport. A lot of people go hiking, walking, biking, running. And just in general, it's a beautiful area down there. So in Williamsport, they have the Kushwa Basin. And we kind of extracted that name from the CNO Canal and the Kushwa Basin to create Kushwa Brewing Company. So that's where that name comes from. I don't know, you got anything?
I think you just about nailed it. There's also a Kushwa brick plant that's down there. And in our last tap room behind the bar, it featured a lot of bricks that had came out, and like flight boxes were featuring brick molds and everything, just as like an extra added tie. Coming into this spot now, we've kind of eliminated some of those aspects just because it doesn't quite match the overall feel of what we've gone for in this new spot, but still give homage to local area for some of that stuff.
Gotcha. Well, you kind of touched on it a little bit, but COVID forced us all to adapt and change the things that we do. So go into a little bit more about how you guys pivoted during COVID, especially what you alluded to, Mark. It's about the fact that, you know, you guys didn't just kind of pivot. You shifted and you're in a new location, and that's a lot to take on during a pandemic.
So start of it, we were still over there doing some curbside stuff. And just as that was going, we were given the okay to brew over here. And fortunately enough, we had a canning line that we had purchased with the thoughts of this expansion. And that saved us tremendously to be able to package beer how everybody wanted at the time. I mean, you can't come in, serve pints anymore.
Right.
Filling crowlers for gallons and gallons of beer is almost impossible and time consuming. So
sure.
Canning line definitely saved us. A little bit of a pivot of more distribution than what I think we initially thought we were going to have to do. But luckily, we did have a great local support during that time, and we were able to rock curbside pretty heavily and sell a good bit of beer until we could finally open up indoors.
Yeah, if anything I could touch on is how the community really came together, like, to support local businesses, not just us, but I mean, obviously, we see what we see.
Right.
With foot traffic coming in and purchasing beer, really people just kind of latched on to the fact that, like, these are like the local ties, like the places we like to go to. So they really wanted to support us and everybody else in and around Washington County. So it was really cool to see people showing up, even if it was just curbside.
Right.
And they couldn't even get a glimpse of our new tap room and like hang out in it. They still wanted beer and they still like the product. So it was really cool to have that support.
Well, that's great. And we found that more and more as we talk to guests, that that's been the thing, that they've really tried to make a strong sense and connection with the community. And something like this, as horrible as it is, they've been able to go, wow, we really did what we wanted to do. We connected with our community. We're part of the community. They care about us. They're doing anything they can to help us stay open. There have been a number of guests that have just said, the beer was great. I mean, I think they love the beer, but I honestly think that some people just came and bought from us because they wanted to see us on the other side of this thing. And it sounds like you guys experience a lot of that support up here too.
Yeah, we get a good bit of that. Like, we have a hardcore regular crowd that you'll see in here anywhere from like 2 to 4 times a week, just constantly coming in, that love our staff, who does a great job connecting with people. That's one thing, like, our staff connection has been great. COVID kind of limited some of that because it's mainly just like, can't linger around too much, have a conversation, catch up and everything. But now that we're getting a little bit past that, it's good to retie some of those bonds that we've had with some of our local supporters and everything. So that's great.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with you guys being a little more remote, it speaks even more to your connection with the community, that this far out in Western Maryland, you've still got enough people that are coming in that are helping you survive and make it through. Well, you talked about moving spaces from right around the corner, and Homemade Brewing has moved into your old space now. So talk a little bit about your relationship with them and then what that's done as far as what they brought to the location and area and maybe things that they're doing with you.
Well, Homemade, we met Steven Perez and Lucas. Pinion. Sorry, Lucas. we met them prior to them actually wanting to kind of set up and start an actual functioning commercial brewery. Steven was actually kind of like the leader of that, doing a lot of home brewing. We met him through a lot of the local festivals. And Luke and Steven is actually local to the Williamsport area.
Oh, great.
Grew up in this area, frequented Cushwa. He got a lot of his, like, you know, questions answered from us.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped him kind of step into where they're at now. I know that they were looking all kind of places, West Virginia to Hagerstown, and ultimately they landed on Williamsport in our old location. And it was kind of like, why didn't we think of that, like, right off the bat? Like,
yeah.
So it's been a very good partnership, I would have to say. Having them over there, they opened, November of 2020?
Yeah,
Loosely around that, right before Christmas. And they've been doing a hell of a job over there. Like, they've been killing it. Like, they've created a different atmosphere in there. So, like, we've gone over and I'm like, wow. This tap room is like completely different, completely different setup, different vibe. Like, it really speaks to like who they are and what they're about and the beers that they sell. So it's definitely a cool place to go check out. And then we also kind of did a collaboration back in 2020 in Double IPA. What's the name of that?
Jam Care.
Yeah. We definitely like hook up and like make that kind of connection happen between the two breweries to show the people in the community, like, this isn't like, you know, a
heated rivalry
or anything like that.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely, we feed off of one another.
Mm-hmm.
It only helps having more breweries out here in Western Maryland.
Yeah.
That more people want to come out. It's kind of like, you know, a brewery trail.
Mm-hmm.
Of sorts. So people want to come out, they want to kind of experience different things, different vibes, different beers. So it really, really helps, like, just in this close proximity, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You had touched on our, kind of isolated area of the state that we're in and everything. So it helps draw in some of that Montgomery County crowd and further to one brewery. It's like, do I really want to make, like, the hour and a half drive to come out here?
Right.
But if you have 2 stops, you can extend your time further, so it doesn't feel like you just came to a spot after driving, then instantly driving again. Now you have, like, a little bit of a hangout. It's a walk right behind a parking lot, so that kind of helps. And you get, like he said, 2 entirely different feels. Like, they're doing different styles and everything. It's cool to have 2 contrasting things with the same common goal of just making awesome beer and having a good time and everything. So, yeah, there's a lot of good camaraderie there. They're fun to hang out with. Go over there after the end of a shift a couple times a week and just have a beer, be able to hang out, unwind in a place that isn't our own and stuff like that.
Right.
So it's good.
Yeah, I was just going to touch on, like, you know, we go over there, it's like they come over here, so it's like this trade-off. Like both of us like the kind of like experience or kind of get away a little bit and mm-hmm. and get a different feel. I think it's more of a like a relaxing kind of thing. Like
right.
You kind of step out of your day-to-day like box that you're in and kind of like step into something like different, and it allows you to kind of take a load off, I guess you'd say, or relax, take some of that stress away from the day.
Right. And they've really kind of expanded from just kind of, you know, they were doing a lot of collabs. You mentioned the collab they did with you, and we just talked with Dan at Full Tilt Brewing last episode, and, you know, they have recently done one with Homemade and Brewery Fire, because they're a big Carroll County brewery out that way. With, you know, and Dan and we found out that we was like, almost neighbors. Like, we live, he's got in-laws farm down the road that he's dropping their spent grain off on, and he was like, I grew up from there, and he talked about where he went and everything, and I was like, dude, you're right around the corner from me. So yeah, we hit that off. So it's great to see that you guys you know, are really building off of each other, and I'm sure, like you guys said, sitting in their brewery and kind of relaxing is a little bit different than trying to sit here and relax in your brewery, because I'm sure at some point you're always kind of looking around going, oh wait, we probably need to do that, or oh, I should probably be doing that.
Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about any of that when you're in somebody else's brewery.
It's so hard to, because everything is moving at lightning speed.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's the same at any job or any setting like that. I mean, you just get so, like, I guess we're just so passionate about this, and like, mm-hmm. and get so enthralled, and like, there's always something going on. You're like, oh, I could do this and do that. And it's like, it's just hard some nights.
Switch it off.
Like, I find like turning that switch off, like,
yeah.
to actually enjoy beer and not think about those things. So it's easier when you step outside of these four walls and kind of go somewhere else to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, this new location, you've not only allowed you to have more production space, but also a larger tap room. But now you also have a spot for Rad Pies. So talk a little bit about that partnership.
Go for it.
All right. So way before this was a full-on set thing, White Rabbit had been an early supporter of us, featuring our beers a lot of beer dinners, a lot of stuff back and forth. First anniversary can drop, Peace Among Worlds was done with them and everything. So the connection had been there. Mm-hmm. There had been a joke thrown around that constantly kept him bringing up, like, hey, if you guys expand, let's do a spot in your old place.
Okay.
And so sure enough, we're going to expand, and Rad Pies is formed. So their sister restaurant, Adam, is... kind of in charge of that project, doing a sort of like mastermind of just making pizza, but incorporating all sorts of other flavors. So you get like elotes pizza, so Spanish inspired pizza. They now have gyro pizza. So just taking all sorts of different food backgrounds and applying it to pizza to give it a different presentation and try to make something special mm-hmm. and match the level of like craft and dedication that is brought with the beer just on a food aspect of it. So they've definitely done a great job, and it helps. Food trucks are awesome until you have to schedule and book food trucks.
Right.
So,
and then they can't show up or they break down. Yeah. And yeah, no.
So now we have a permanent indoor food truck that you don't have to worry about. It just kind of is their thing. They run it, and it's a great partnership.
Well, I know that some breweries we've talked to, they're able to take spent grain and those things, so like farms and that kind of stuff, and that's great. But I also know that there are a few people that actually, they use it for baking and cooking and things, for bread. So is there any of that going on with Rad Pies, or?
We did one special release around the start of it where they took some spent grain and made a pizza out of that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a local farm that takes all of our spent grain just right across the border in West Virginia. So,
okay.
But there have been some times where it's like, hey, let's work on something and do something a little like cool with this and take in some ingredients. And we have a beer, People Champagne. Last year, Adam was making a simple syrup for us. So we've had some like collaboration back and forth on some of that stuff.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah, I think a lot of it's like Adam likes to be super creative. Kind of step outside the norm within the pizza realm. And if you talk to Adam, like, this is his dream, like, to have a pizza place that he can kind of explore and take it, you know, one step further than anybody else has kind of done in the past.
Yeah.
And he is knocking it out of the park. I mean, he's doing an exceptional job. He's actually created his own following, per se. Like, people come in here just to get pizza. Like,
nice.
It's crazy. Like, some people aren't even, like, looking at us. Like, there is a brewery here, but they come in and grab their pizza and run.
Wow.
I mean, and that's, I mean, that speaks volumes to what he's doing. He's
mm-hmm.
He's created a following, and it's pretty cool to see. So
absolutely, that's great. Well, maybe the best kept secret out here in Western Maryland, so we'll spread the word. It won't be a secret anymore.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, where can people find Kushwa Brewing online? You know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, stuff like that.
We're on all the major platforms, so Instagram, Facebook. We dabble with Twitter, so I think we got a Twitter account, but it just doesn't seem, that platform doesn't seem to, like, be as much of a draw as Facebook and Instagram. We do have a website, kushwabrewing.com, that all the information that you need as far as, like, what's going on in the tap room, like, is there any rules when I'm coming to the tap room, like, we allow dogs, and a lot of people ask that. So dogs inside and outside, right back there's a dog walking in the,
nice.
The brew space.
Nice.
You know, all of our tap room selections as far as draft, to-go beer, so everything's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Even a link to Rad Pies to give the menu as far as the food options concerned.
The only other thing, I have a semi-failed Spotify podcast playlist that we started.
Playlist, okay.
Yeah, so we were going to do...
it's getting there. It's
yeah,
getting
we're
there.
Working on it. I made a Spotify account for the brewery. First playlist was just like all the full-time guys. We had 5 songs, put it up, and it's just a really all-over-the-place playlist. It's kind of fun to dive into.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to get people to submit songs and stuff to add to the playlist. So that's kind of on, like, the back burner. But if you want a little fun thing that not many people know about right now, check out the Kushwa Brewing Co. Spotify.
There
it's pretty
go.
Entertaining.
There you go. Now we're going to draw people in from
yep.
the audience. Send your requests in to Leo, and so I can keep this going. That's great. We'll make all that available on our show notes and our website at sharepintpodcast.com. Well, we've learned about Kushwa. Let's get to know you both a little bit better. We've got this new segment that had been suggested by a good friend of mine and a viewer of the show, Rob Lutz. It's called Straight from the Tap. It's a series of 7 rapid-fire questions. You can expand on them if you want, but otherwise we just fire them away. So if you guys are up for it.
You just made me completely nervous.
We haven't had anyone. Dan was nervous about it last episode, and then he killed it. Like, he had some answers that I was like, who's going to beat that? You know, that's fantastic.
Uh-huh.
So, okay, ready? What's your favorite style of beer?
I'm going to say double IPA.
Okay, Leo?
Single IPA, generally like 6.5, preferably full flavored. Like, I want that double flavor, but in that low ABV package, because I like to just rip off a bunch of beers. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, which style do you wish more people appreciated, drank, or brewed?
I would say, I mean, this kind of, there's so many different little niche styles, but I'm just going to say lager. I wish
uh-huh.
that was, like, more of a thing. I think it has in recent years. A lot of breweries, that's their main focus, which is awesome. Like, you go in, someone that can nail a pilsner, a lager, or something in that genre,
mm-hmm.
You know, you can't hide any flaws in that.
Absolutely.
And it speaks volumes for that brewer and the brewery in itself. First brewery that came to my head was Suarez Family up in New York.
Yeah.
They just absolutely kill it with every beer they put out. And it's in this little town of New York, like, just sleepy little town.
Mm-hmm.
And people line up at that place to go in. So... I know I elaborated a lot on that.
I'll go slightly into a specific subgenre of lagers, which you're drinking today, Munich Dunkels.
So good. Really good.
I got into a random phase where I was just crushing Dunkels, and I kept going, Garrett, make a Dunkel,
yeah.
make a Dunkel, make a Dunkel. Then we finally got one, and it's awesome. Love the beer, love the style. It's just something, you get that, like, awesome flavor, and then it's still lower ABV, light drinking and everything, so you get a little refreshing aspect out of it, too.
Yeah, no, that's
super
a really good
crushable.
One. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Who are one or two of your biggest influences?
Go for it.
biggest influences for me, just for some of like what I focus on. So originally I'm from Northern Virginia. Aslan is out there. Their new location is at a spot where my family has like ties to, like delivered flowers and arrangements to. Like my godfather got proposed, like engaged right over across the street. So their new location. And part of what got me into the industry is like drinking a lot of good beers from the Northeast, mm-hmm. and then finding out like, oh, there's something like right in my backyard that I can go get. And then that then drew me into Kushwa, finding out that they did. So that's kind of where I ended up like applying here and coming into that. So Aslan, definitely, their marketing's insane. They do a really good job, like a lot of clean work and everything. They release merchandise and you're just like, oh, this is awesome. I want to have this. Yeah. They're good. And then currently I'm really liking a lot of stuff. Ben Little at Fourscore, yeah. What all he's doing. That guy knows how to generate a crowd and some hype. All of his stuff, doesn't care. He's making cool ideas and everything. So it's exciting to watch him. Good friend too, so it's just cool. I'm always like, Ben, you're doing some awesome stuff. I need to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I want to know your ways and your thought process, because he's just doing so much stuff constantly. And it's just like, okay, I respect that.
That's cool. He's coming on the show in the future, so now I'm excited. Now I've got a little more of a connection there. That's awesome. All right. What do you say, Marcus?
You know, it's hard for me to kind of trying to, you know, land on one thing, but I think a major influence for me is like friends and like, you know, just the beer culture in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I started out the same as everybody else, you know, on the outside looking in, like just drinking craft beer and visiting other breweries. And like, you know, my friends would, you know, go up to Maine and bring back Maine Brewing Company or the mm-hmm. Alchemist or, mm-hmm. you know, these are the two I can think of right now. But like just stuff that's like, wow, like this is crazy. Like this stuff is going on up there and like I'm getting to try it. So, you know. So many different beers introduced and giving you so much like as far as knowledge and ideas and like how to translate that into what we do
mm-hmm.
As a brewery or at the beginning, like how we wanted to like set this up or like, you know, make a name for ourselves as Kushwa Brewing Company. What aspects do we want to take from these cool places? So that's initially where I'm kind of at, you know. I love the guys at Dewey Beer Co.
Okay.
I'm like a fanboy, big time. So shout out to Mike and Brandon. those guys are the owners down there. So they're doing awesome stuff down there with fruited sours and then any beer across the board. They just went through a major expansion, which opened like 2 weeks ago. So they're killing it. So, yeah.
Yeah, like, you would think you get into it and you lose some of that fanboy stuff, but there's so many friends doing awesome things and everything. Like, I still geek out watching people do stuff. Everybody in the industry is just, like, slowly stepping their game up from, like, beer standpoint, marketing standpoint. Like, it's just amazing to see some of these places, like, in this industry. I could rattle off, like, 100-some names and be like, anytime they do something, I'm like, this is awesome. So, yeah.
Well, that leads right into this next one. Who would you most like to do a collab with that you haven't already?
Oh, man.
Triple Crossing.
Okay.
I really like a lot of their branding.
I was just there a couple of weeks ago. They got good stuff.
Clean beer well. They do IPAs mm-hmm. well. Mm-hmm. They do mixed fermented stuff really well. Big stouts well. Everything they do is amazing. All their locations, their places you want to go and just hang out for a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably one of the big ones that I would like to eventually do something with down the road.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I'll step into the different, like, small, like, Triple Crossing. I'm going to say other half.
Yeah.
We've built a connection with them. They're doing awesome things. They started out in New York, Brooklyn area. They've expanded outside sort of the rural areas of New York, and now DC.
DC, yeah.
So they're doing a special thing, and I think they've created a nice following. And, you know, maybe one day.
You guys both do a lot of killer IPAs, so put it together. It'd be fun.
Yep.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, most memorable place you've ever had a beer?
Ooh, Let me think about that. That's a hard question.
I'll jump in. It's the first place that comes to mind because it's the first place that I really got introduced to a special like environment, and like when I went there, the people knew everything about every beer, and you know, they just had a collective like beer list that just killed it, and that would have been Church Key.
Yeah.
So Greg Enger, he just, I don't know, like that was like, I walked in that place and I saw, like, I'd never seen a beer list like that, never been to a place that offered so many selections from all over the world.
Yeah, absolutely.
And to be just kind of getting into the craft thing before even Kushwal started, it was phenomenal. Like, I was a kid in a candy shop when I was there, and it still is. Every time I go there, I'm excited to walk in that place, and I want to try everything.
Yeah, been there a few times. That place is amazing.
I'm just going to probably touch on something that's going to be way different, and it's not even craft related. I love going to, I'm a big baseball fan.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime I'm at Nats Park, having a beer, sitting there, like, it's like a second home. It just feels good. I'm watching my favorite team of all time. Like, it's just a great experience every time I'm there, and I could be drinking a Budweiser, not even caring about anything, just slamming in, like, this is awesome. This is exactly where I want to be. So it's probably going to be that.
No, that's cool. That's cool. Actually, a couple episodes ago, we talked with Christian down at Silver Branch, and they've got their GABF gold medal winning Beyond the Known World. Their Saison's recently there at the park.
Awesome.
Nats Park.
Oh.
And so, yeah, and so we were talking about that and how cool it's that, you know, not a lot of people are turned on to Saisons and know about that. And obviously it's fantastic that they recognize that way. But he's like, you know, it's just under 5% and has a nice dry finish. And he really went into how he's like, that's what you want. You know, when you're at a ballpark, a nice warm day and a nice, crisp, easy finishing beer that finishes dry. And you could drink a few of in the innings, you know. So that's cool. Yeah. Next time you're down there, you grab a Beyond the Known World.
Yeah, I'll search that out.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Okay. What person, living or dead, would you most like to share a pint with? And what would it be a pint of?
Who would I want to share a beer with?
It's my favorite question.
Yeah, it's hard. Some of these is like trying to narrow it down. You got one yet?
Not yet.
Shoot.
I got it. I would want to share a beer with John Daly, golfer.
It's not because golf is on in the background.
No. Somebody who is playing barefoot, ripping a cigarette right before he goes up to tee off, and maybe dropping a beer and stuff. It seems like it would be a good time. Whatever light beer he drinks, we can go for it. Nothing specific, but yeah.
Cool.
John Daly. I think it'd be a good time. You get a lot of cool stories, and you know you'd be in for a good rest of the night.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What would you say, Marcus?
I don't know if this is like the person I want to share a beer with all time,
yeah,
but it's someone that pops into my head that started a brewery after a long baseball career.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Youkilis.
Yeah.
I think he'd be an interesting guy to sit down and talk to and share a beer with, and he'd probably like drink me under the table, but I think he would be pretty cool to talk to and hang out with.
All right, last one. When COVID is over and travel is safe again, where are you most looking forward to drinking a beer?
I'll kick it off because I've been talking to my wife about this. I really want to get, we haven't been up to New York in so many years, and there's so many good breweries in and around there. I
mm-hmm.
mean, obviously I want to hit up other half, but there's so many other, like, what, Brick Cities in, like, the Jersey area, or Jersey? Yeah, there's so many places up there that, like, I'm, like, fiending to get up into New York City again and, like, experience that atmosphere and just check out all the cool, beer bars and places to share a pint.
Awesome.
Mine will probably be Boston.
Mm-hmm.
My brother moved out there a little bit before COVID, a few months beforehand. Had like a slightly roughish time up there and stuff like that, but want to be able to go visit him. He has Red Sox season tickets, so
cool.
Trillium has a place right there. Be able to just go grab a beer there, go take in a game, just spend some time with him, and then bounce around, see some of our friends at Widowmaker, Vitamin C afterwards, and just have a nice little time up there.
Yeah. Oh, that's be great. All right, well, shifting back to the brewery, what can we expect from Kushwa in the coming months as far as events, collabs, releases, things like that?
I'll let you handle probably collabs because you probably got that all memorized. We're in the works of actually, since COVID, you know, the outdoor space was a big thing. So the patio is kind of makeshift right now, but we're going to establish like a permanent patio. So we're really focusing in on making that a new hip, cool spot with, you know, audio and some better lighting, so people enjoy
the Kushwa
that.
Spotify playlist.
Yeah. Blowing out the speakers. Awesome. So, you want to hit them up with the collabs?
As far as collabs, coming up soon, we're going to go visit Heavy Reel. They came recently. We released a triple IPA with them. We're going to do something up there. Jeff is a super awesome dude. Him and his brother Brian just hung out with them at Ouzel Finch's festival, and it was a great time getting to catch up with them. Those are my boys. Widowmaker is going to be coming down, so it'll be cool to catch up with them. They just released version 2 of our collab that we did a year ago with them up there, so we can finally have them here and be able to do something with them. Eventually, we'll have the North Carolina crew that we made good friends with, Heist, Divine, Salute Cerveceria. All of them should be coming up sometime in August. It'll be exciting to hang out with them. Heist, Divine, when we were down there last time, it was a blast. A lot of good friends from that whole scene and everything, so it's cool to get them to come up here. Our boy Jake from Crooked Run, we paid him a visit, did an awesome collab out there, and he's going to come up here, do a double IPA sometime soon, so it's cool. It's another one of those ones that's awesome for me because they're Sterling locations, like 2 blocks away from my grandma's. So it's just like another, like, go visit my grandma, can visit his place. It's just a cool tie. And he's doing awesome things, built this crazy complex. So it'd be cool for him to come down here finally and get to do something.
Yeah.
And then we have a top secret one that I don't want to let out of the bag.
Oh, man, here's your chance to break it on Sheriff.
You can kind of give, sprinkle some
Give us a hint.
Don't
tease
say
some,
the name.
Tease something.
Yeah, it's,
is there anything you can...
place we've really enjoyed a lot of their stuff from and kind of looked at within the travelable area around here in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
That we're super pumped to work with, and we think everybody's going to be really excited for it.
Okay.
I don't want to spill the name yet. Everybody can probably start to guess who it is after hearing this, but it'll definitely be one to get excited for. And it's going to be a fun collab. 2 different beers, something lighter and something a little bit big.
Okay.
It'll be fun. And then also Ocelot.
That was what I was going to guess. If you hadn't given me the Pittsburgh part, when you were hinting, I was like, I know that you really want to do something with Ocelot. I'm like, I wonder if that's what you're alluding to.
Yeah, we had just did a collab up there at Ocelot, and then they're going to come up here sometime soon, which that'll be a fun one. Awesome guys. I wasn't able to go to that one. Former Mountaineers. Mm-hmm. I went to WVU for a little bit, so it would be cool to... get to talk a little bit about that with those guys finally. So we got a lot coming up.
That's awesome. That's awesome. A lot to look forward to. That's cool. Well, is there anything else that you'd like our audience to know that we haven't touched on?
I kind of will just throw out this, like, if you guys haven't stopped out, you know, like, if you're in the area and you're like casually thinking about like where should I hang out at, come see us. Lot to offer. We're not just beer. We offer cider, wine, cocktails, non-alcoholic drinks. We've got rat pies. So, you know, it's a fun time. And just come out and hang out with us, get to know us, see what it's all about.
Okay.
Yeah. Just come out. We love to see everybody here. So stop by.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, again, remind everyone where they can find Kushwa Brewing online.
You can find us at kushwabrewing.com and then all the major platforms, Facebook, Instagram.
Okay, sounds good. Well, great. We'll put that up on our website, sharepintpodcast.com. Well, Marcus, Leo, I want to thank you for your time today and for sharing a pint with me.
Yeah, Cheers. Thanks, Jerry.
SharePint is released bi-weekly on Friday mornings and can be found at sharepintpodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter at share_pint and like, share, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. SharePint is now a proud member of the Hopped Up Network. Enjoy the show and like to contribute? Consider leaving a PayPal tip. You can do so at the PayPal button on our website at sharepintpodcast.com or search for us on PayPal at jerry@sharepintpodcast.com. SharePint is made possible by help from the Community Media Center of Carroll County. Music for the show, Groundwork, provided by Kevin McLeod and can be found online at incompetech.com. Associated with the craft beer industry and have an interesting story you'd like to share on a future episode? Let us know. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us at sharepintpodcast.com or email us at jerry@sharepintpodcast.com. Until the next time we share a pint, I'm Jerry Hulla. Prost.